Stay calm and observe your surroundings.
Alright, this one's going smoother. Everything seems normal. So far, I'm just walking up a hill, and there's grass and mountains, and it sounds like water nearby. These are good. This is a normal place. If you can get past the fact that there appears to be no color anywhere, I can tell this is grass, but it does not look like grass. I feel like I'm in an old sci-fi movie, some obscure late night black and white horror fest, but minus the horror so far. And I say that with as much hesitation as feasibly possible. Alright, up the hill. Let's go up. There's kind of a pillar here, some kind of overlook. A pedestal. Okay. There's writing on this. It looks like the writing from before. Looks like the writing. Don't move. Don't speak. I don't know if that's really an option for me. What is that in the distance? Those people? I'm tired of seeing things that look like people that are not people. Okay, don't move. Don't speak. I feel like I have to trust this. Let's see. Hopefully I just don't teleport away. Oh god, what is that? Oh god. What are those? Slimy creatures with too many arms, and I swear they were carrying bodies. I swear they were carrying people or parts of people. That's too much. Don't move. Don't draw their attention. Just wait a little longer. They must be making enough noise to set off the device. God, those are definitely body parts. They're eating people. Device, now's your time. Now's the time to teleport. Come on. Get me out of here.
Autopsy report. February 27th. Subject: Specimen 514. Source: obtained during recovery of Device 1 in a tertiary plane, Sector 14, uncharted region of Southeastern Ridge. Specimen 514 is roughly 5 feet in height. Exterior of the specimen appears to be coated in a slick film, under which is a darkly colored exoskeleton. Specimen has 5 appendages. 2 appear to be for bipedal movement. The remaining 3 are arranged asymmetrically around the body. Approximately 1 foot down the midline from the highest appendage is an opening. Opening has 5 mandible-like protrusions along the exterior, suggesting use for feeding. Each mandible is lined with serrated barbs. Each of the 3 non-pedal appendages consists of small segments and appear to be able to move and rotate gyroscopically. joint structure is inconsistent with those of humans or those of known arthropods. Manual adjustment of the appendages demonstrates an incredible range of movement and possible prehensile functionality. Along the upper ridge of what appears to be the thorax are small glands. Pressure on the glands releases a viscous black fluid. This is likely the source of the film coating the specimen. Purpose unknown. I'm now going to attempt to open the thorax for an internal examination. The recovery team noted their inability to cut, puncture, or harm the exterior of the specimen during capture. There are two flat segments below the mandible region that have loosened as the specimen has rested. I'll attempt to cut or remove those. The two segments join symmetrically and appear to separate in the middle, opening out towards the exterior of the body. Segments can be moved manually to reveal a soft white membrane. I'll now attempt to cut the membrane to access and catalog any organs or viscera. Upon puncturing the membrane, released an acrid smell similar to that of rotting meat. The membrane has now been removed. I can now see a white tissue or organ at the surface. Upon closer examination, it appears to be made up of small pieces. Manipulation with the forceps confirms that the exposed surface is made up of small white strands. Exploration into the cavity so far hasn't revealed any additional items. Oh, there appears to be something. Yes, removing an object now. It's a hand. It appears to be a human hand. I've retrieved a hand from inside the mass of small white strands. The hand is covered with tiny lesions. Oh God, the white strands appear to be moving. The strands have latched onto the hand. The strands now are nearly a foot in length and seem to be pulling the hand back into the body cavity. I need a containment team in Lab 4 right now.